This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks so much for tuning in to Shine On. So, I have a little cousin. She's 4 years old and her name is Tess. And she was in the pool the other day with her grandma, her Mimi. And her Mimi just recently lost a lot of weight. She looks fabulous, but she has this loose skin hanging from her upper arms, like, you know, bat wings, they call them. So little Tess was in the pool with Mimi and she kept poking at it and watching the skin on Mimi's arm sort of just flap all over the place. And Tess, very concerned, poking on this flappy skin, said, "Mimi, you need to go to the doctor. He needs to put some air in there." We're going to talk about your skin today on the Health and Happiness Show. That's next. Shine On is brought to you by New York Ketamine Infusions. When traditional depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mood disorder treatments don't work, contact them to learn more about this game-changing therapy at nyketamine.com.
If you're coping with depression and nothing has worked, New York Ketamine Infusions would like to hear from you. They're accepting new patients suffering from depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mood disorders. Ketamine works differently than traditional treatments, and they're the most experienced ketamine infusion center in the nation. New York Ketamine Infusions' physician-led team safely administers doses tailored for each patient and boasts an impressive 84% success rate. To learn more, visit nyketamine.com.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. If you were to come into my bedroom, I think the thing that would catch your eye would be the small mountain of jars and tubes and vials of creams, serums, ointments, and other facial products on my nightstand. Oh, it's all there. The retinols, the vitamin C's, the eye cream. I don't have a routine. I don't have a favorite. Most of the time, I don't even remember to put this stuff on my face. And then when I look at it, it's like, oh, where'd this one come from? What does this one do? Let's try the purple one tonight. Oh, here's a pink one. You know, that's how it goes. But summer is here. And even when it's not, do you know we're supposed to be wearing sunscreen every day, even if we're inside? It's true. And today we're going to get some information about your face from my doctor, Dr. David Bank. I just got an email from The Healthy, and the topic is the best anti-aging secrets dermatologist won't tell you for free. Mine will, because he's fabulous. And according to this article, that says right off the bat, sunscreen is one of the best weapons when it comes to protecting our skin against skin cancer, and also for keeping our skin looking younger and healthier. Ultraviolet radiation damages skin. Gotta wear the sunscreen. And expensive items aren't always the best. It's about ingredients. We have to read the label. One thing we can save money on, everybody seems to agree, fancy cleansers. Just wash your face. Use Dove soap. All these fancy ingredients in your cleanser, they're not on your face long enough to do any good. You want to use something nice? Put a serum under your moisturizer. Look for serums that contain ceramides and amino acids. Gives your skin a little protection. Another thing to note, according to TheHealthy.com, when you're buying all those skincare products, don't believe what any ad agency says. They can say anything. Skin gets weaker with age, and the only way to truly reduce wrinkles is to relax the muscles underneath. We're going to talk about Botox with Dr. David Bank. Wear the sunscreen all year round. Use a retinol at night. Vitamin A, we'll talk about that. Collagen supplements, who knows? They're not going to hurt you. But if taking a pill could make your wrinkles go away, I would have it on my nightstand. You know what really helps your skin? A great diet and great exercise and overall good health. Another thing some doctors say is don't sleep on your side. Sleeping on your side sort of scrunches your face up. If you can sleep on your back, keeps your skin flat and smooth. So let's start with Botox, the most popular anti-aging treatment in the world. From your 20s to your 90s. When a board-certified dermatologist such as Dr. David Bank injects Botox slowly and carefully into all the right places, you get
a really lovely, smooth, natural, relaxed, refreshed, rejuvenated appearance, which is what's made it the most popular cosmetic procedure in the world.
That's true. And so Botox was FDA approved for anti-aging late 80s, early 90s. Before that, its power to reduce wrinkles was found by accident. People had Botox injected into their face if they had sort of this rare muscle disease where the muscles in their face would cramp up. If they put the Botox in there, it relaxed the muscle for a while. And then the patients were like, hey, this side of my face is smoother than that side of my face. And that's how Botox was born. But now I have to ask Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco, what is it?
The active ingredient is actually a botulinum toxin molecule. Basically, that sounds a little scary. It happens to be a natural protein produced. This is in very controlled situations in a laboratory. It's produced by a bacteria. It's a protein that just happens in nature to be produced by a bacteria. The bacteria is called Clostridium. In the laboratory, under very controlled situations, the Clostridium bacteria secrete the botulinum toxin protein, which then, with extreme care and caution, sequestered and removed in the manufacturing process and purified. So there's no way you can get botulism or anything else like that from these injections because it's just the pure protein itself. There's no bacteria present or anything like that in the bottles that we get from these companies. What's unique about the botulinum toxin molecule is that it blocks the nerve signal from the end of a nerve to its corresponding muscle. And that's how it causes the effect of relaxing the muscle, is the brain sends a signal down a nerve to a muscle telling it, hey, contract. And the bottom line at the last step, that signal is never sent from the nerve to the muscle, so the muscle never gets the message. So the muscle stays in a relaxed state because it's not getting its mail. It's not anything that's dangerous. It's just a plain protein, like our bodies are made up of proteins, and our body's own proteins are constantly being broken down and new ones are produced. So enzymes, which are the things that break proteins down, just over time break down and digest the botulinum toxin molecule, and it breaks it down into its amino acids, and you pee it out, and it's gone. And when it's gone, then the effect wears off.
And when does it wear off? In about 4 months. 4 or 5 months, maybe you can push it to 6. And who can get Botox? Dr. Bank says of all the treatments offered at a dermatologist, Botox is the one that has the broadest range. Kids are going in their 20s because they can look at mom and dad and brother and sister and see that they've maybe inherited somebody's furrowed brow or deep creases on the side of their eye. And if younger people don't want to go down that road, they can start with Botox treatments, maybe a lower dose, maybe not as frequently. And at the other end of the spectrum, Botox will still have results for people into their 80s and 90s and beyond. So Botox will get you the anti-wrinkle results in a doctor's office. What should we all be using at home every night? That would be a retinol product, vitamin A. Which one? Take your pick.
Everybody makes them. Neutrogena, La Roche-Posay, ROC, R-O-C, CeraVe, Cetaphil. I don't know a skincare company that doesn't have some product that contains a retinol. They're the same whether you go to the CVS or the department store. You don't have to spend lots of money on this. I mean, if you happen to like a particular product that's more expensive because it's creamier, it smells nice, fine, but you're getting the same active ingredient for a fraction of the cost at, you know, CVS or, you know, the pharmacy brands.
So get your retinol, put that on your clean face before you go to bed at night. I bet I have a couple of those on my nightstand. And you know the other thing Dr. Bank said, which you've probably heard 1,000 times before, we're supposed to be wearing sunscreen every day, even indoors. Right? So if you're just in and out of the house all day, you should be using an SPF 15. But if you're going to be outside for any length of time, say you have chickens, you should be wearing a 30. And if you're going outside to be in the sun, you should be wearing something even higher. Dr. Banks says look for a broad spectrum sunscreen for UVA and UVB. And you know what else? You have to reapply it every 2 hours. I would like to meet the person who wears the sunscreen every day and reapplies it every 2 hours. I bet their skin is great. So far today, we learned what Botox is, how everybody can use it, retinol creams at night, sunscreen during the day, all year round. You could talk to somebody like Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology about fillers injected into your skin. I did this once before I got married. Very simply, I had, my cheeks had gotten flat, and it made the hollows under my eyes look a little too hollow. So I got some filler right there on my upper cheeks, and bam, it really did remind me of, like, my high school graduation picture. It gives you that youthful look, but I couldn't afford to keep up with that. And it made a little bit of bruising. And if you watch Amy Schumer's latest special, she talks about getting fillers in her cheeks and then having to get them dissolved, because her face is really plentiful. But she had just had a baby and she was going through a thing, and I can't imagine what it's like to age in public. I mean, she's only 40. But, you know, everyone's always looking at her. She talks about that in her latest special, Amy Schumer. And she looks amazing. But I did enjoy my experience with fillers, and it does last a long time, but eventually your body will sort of metabolize it, and it goes almost back to how it was, and then you can get them again. I just don't have time for that. It's just not that important to me. But you know, aging is going to happen to every one of us if we're good and lucky. And I got good genes. My skin aged very slowly until the pandemic. The stress of the pandemic all over my face. One morning I woke up, looked in the mirror, and there was my mother looking back at me. Has that happened to you yet? For real? Like, I never thought I looked like my mother. But now I look exactly like my mother. And with it all through the aging process, you know, I think try everything that makes you happy, everything you want to try. And the bottom line is self-kindness. Self-kindness, self-acceptance. You still have to look in the mirror every single day and smile and say something nice to yourself about yourself. What was it Martinez Evans said a couple of weeks ago? Practice delusional thinking. Maybe I got a little of that too. But that face in the mirror, we're going to have to wake up with it every single day. So find ways to take care of it, find ways to love it. And I'm doing a ton of facial yoga lately. Like while I'm driving in the car, people probably think, oh, that poor woman, what's going on with her? But I'm always stretching my face, stretching my cheeks, because have you noticed that as people get older, their mouths move less? They stop using all the muscles in their face to enunciate? And it feels like their jaws are almost closing. Stretch your face. Stretch your mind. Stretch your body. We'll be back with more coming right up. Shine On, brought to you by New York Ketamine Infusions at nyketamine.com.
If you're coping with depression and nothing has worked, New York Ketamine Infusions would like to hear from you. They're accepting new patients suffering from depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mood disorders. Ketamine works differently than traditional treatments, and they're the most experienced ketamine infusion center in the nation. New York Ketamine Infusions physician-led team safely administers doses tailored for each patient and boasts an impressive 84% success rate. To learn more, visit nyketamine.com.
Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. We're talking about looking good and feeling good. And Dr. David Bank from the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco is providing some great information today. Of all the crazy things I've tried to, quote unquote, look younger, I wish I could get back all the money I spent on collagen. I saw this video on social media about this beautiful woman, and she was kind of like the food and health police, and she had this product. It was collagen, but it came from the sea animals, salmon. I don't know where she got her collagen, but I know I signed up to receive monthly packets of this powder to put in my smoothies. You know these subscriptions, they're like $49.99, but they'll give you a month free. And then when all the fees are added on, it's so much more. And then when you go to stop the subscription, when you remember that you have to stop the subscription, you can't find how to get yourself out of it. Just the other day, I threw out 3 bags of collagen powder that I never put in my smoothies. But finally, I got the subscription to stop because I had asked Dr. Bank the question, do collagen supplements actually work?
That's a great question that comes up on a daily basis. Basically, it may do some good overall, but there's really no scientific data to show that taking collagen by mouth is in any way going to affect the collagen that's in your skin. If you take it by mouth, it has to go through the intestinal tract. It has to get absorbed. You know, it goes to the liver. It gets metabolized. You know, it goes through the bloodstream. So to think that it magically knows that it's you want it to go and land in your face is a little far-fetched. I certainly think it can't hurt, and it might have some beneficial effects. But in terms of does it really grow collagen in your skin, there's no data to support that.
So there you go. The collagen's not going to hurt you. Probably much like the infrared mask that I bought on the internet that is so heavy to wear. I don't think it's going to hurt me unless I drop it on my toe. But I'm not sure infrared devices bought on Facebook do much good for my skin. But I do know this. Radio frequency applications, ultrasound, and lasers can help your skin. And Dr. Bank has plenty of those tools in his toolbox.
One is one called SofWave, which is SofWave, no T. This uses ultrasound waves to penetrate down through the skin and stimulate and tighten the collagen below. No downtime, it's completely non-invasive. It can have a very nice lifting and tightening effect. The other modalities use radio frequency waves. The one that's been around the longest is called Thermage. That can do some nice tightening. And also, radio frequency is combined with something called microneedling. The technology we have is called the Genius. You get a combination of the microneedling effect, which gives the skin an improved outer appearance, and then you get the radio frequency effect, giving some tightening to the collagen below. All of those can give sort of a skin tightening effect. We also use the Fraxel laser, which isn't primarily a tightening tool. That's more about resurfacing the skin's outer appearance to make the skin more bright, more smooth, help erase sunspots, fine lines, wrinkles, but it may also give a little bit of tightening.
That's what we need for Mimi's deflated arms, a little bit of tightening. That is Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. He is truly a scientist. When he talks about skincare, he's so serious, but when you meet him in person, you'll see that he is such a warm-hearted man, and he really wants everybody to feel good about how they look. How do I know this? Because if you look at my family, you will see that I don't have that sideways crease between my eyes that my brothers and sister have. We'll be back with more after this message from New York Ketamine Infusions.
If you're coping with depression and nothing has worked, New York Ketamine Infusions would like to hear from you. They're accepting new patients suffering from depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mood disorders. Ketamine works differently than traditional treatments, and they're the most experienced ketamine infusion center in the nation. New York Ketamine Infusions' physician-led team safely administers doses tailored for each patient and boasts an impressive 84% success rate. To learn more, visit nyketamine.com.
Hi, it's Casey, and this is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Talking about your skin today with my guy, Dr. David Bank in Mount Kisco. And I also found from BSW Health the 5 golden rules for taking better care of your skin. Number 1, you've heard it already, sunscreen, just do it. Sun damage even happens on cloudy days. Number 2, moisturize, 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 and reapply regularly. Number 3, nourish from the inside out. Sure, you can put anything on your skin, but what are you putting in your body? Eating a healthy, balanced diet and exercise do great things for your skin. Number 4, don't overdo it. Whatever your skincare routine is, be gentle with your face. Be gentle with all your skin. Really? And number five is pay attention to your skin. Really? Give things a once over. And make an appointment with a real doctor, a dermatologist like Dr. David Bank, and let him look at all your parts. This is what dermatologists do every day. So make that appointment today. In fact, make all your appointments today. Or very soon, if you need to see your primary doctor, if you need to get a mammogram, if there are any other screenings you should be getting at whatever stage of life you're at, here's your sign. Make those appointments. Get it done. And speaking of appointments, I have one with you. Our next monthly Zoom is Monday, July 17th, 6 o'clock. It's a free Zoom for grounding, for meditation, for visualization, and it's just 45 minutes long, just our monthly check-in. Later in the month, July 21st through the 23rd, we'll be at Graymore Spiritual Life Center in Garrison. I just took a tour through with one of our presenters, Rosemary Boyle Lasher, who plays the crystal harp. She's never been to Graymore before, so I met her up there and took her through all the chapels and the main hall where we'll spend most of our time. And I'm just so looking forward to that. That is the weekend retreat called You Are What You Seek. And then later in August, we'll be back to Merriandale in Ossining for another retreat. I already know two of the presenters there. Aviva is going to do some EFT tapping about things that get in the way of us using our voice. And Kellen Knight is going to do some restorative yoga. Those two of the presenters coming up in August. And you can sign up for that at merriandale.org or caseysplace.com. And our thought for the day is a poem that is attributed to Dame Judi Dench on social media, but she didn't write it. If you're on the Facebook group of Circle of Women, you may see that Rosemary posted this poem this week. And I don't believe anything I read online, so I just went digging around a little more. Judi Dench doesn't strike me as the type of woman who would give personal advice. No, let me check that. She doesn't strike me as the type of woman who would give warm and fuzzy personal advice. I think Dame Judi Dench would give you a lot of advice, and it would be very pointed. If she liked you enough. That's what I'm thinking. So I went digging around and I found out that my gut instinct was right on the money. They use a photo of Judi Dench often when they post this poem. And I guess, you know, in the reposting, people thought she said these words, but she did not. Donna Ashworth wrote the poem. In fact, I'm looking at a tweet of hers that says, "This poem has gone viral, attributed to Dame Judi Dench. I am both flattered and honored, but it's mine. So do tag me if you see it." And according to Donna Ashworth's Twitter account, she lives in Scotland. And she is the Sunday Times bestselling author of I Wish I Knew, Loss, Life, Love, To the Women, and The Right Words. From the writer, Donna Ashworth, she wrote, "Don't prioritize your looks, my friend. They won't last the journey. Your sense of humor, though, will only get better with age. Your intuition will grow and expand like a majestic cloak of wisdom. Your ability to choose your battles will be fine-tuned to perfection. Your capacity for stillness, for living in the now, will blossom. Your desire to live each and every moment will transcend all other wants. Your instinct for knowing what and who is worth your time will grow and flourish like ivy on a castle. Don't prioritize your looks, my friend. They will change forevermore. That pursuit is one of much sadness and disappointment. Prioritize the uniqueness that makes you you and the invisible magnet that draws in other like-minded souls to dance in your orbit. These are the things which will only get better. Shine on." You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.